Deadly Dare. There is a day I can remember, which I would prefer to forget. It all happened back on October 31, 1980, Halloween night. To tell you the truth, there are so many citizens who would rather not think about it again. All the stories that came out at the time only brought newcomers and paranormal investigators into the area to check on the accuracy of the tales. The story begins when a group of boys were daring one another to do stupid things. It started out small, like stealing penny candy from the local market. Then, when they mastered that and got bored from the old man chasing them out the door with a broom, they moved on to bigger dares. They stole a couple cars from a used car lot, which resulted in the police chasing them. They didn't do any damage to the vehicles, but all their actions led to juvenile court to face the consequences. No matter how many times they got into trouble, Sean and his buddies wanted to continue creating more mayhem. The only focus on their minds was the asylum. This was the place they wanted to continue the shenanigans before they left for college. It would be the first time they would be separated since preschool. Sean had a bad feeling in the pit of his stomach about it. The boys dared Sean to go into the old asylum alone and walk the hallways. It wasn't his first time in the building, so he knew his way around the three-story building. He wasn't looking forward to it. He remembered the last time he crawled through a window. The floors were falling in and weren't stable. He couldn't imagine what it would be like at night with just a flashlight. It was dark and creepy. He felt uneasy being in the building, knowing the history and it being haunted as well. It did not help matters that they had heard the stories about the little boy that resided here with his mother, who was a resident of the facility. He was one of those kids that you shouldn't trust. He had a different appearance to add to his weirdness. He was removed from the property at a young age for brutally murdering several patients in the asylum who had made fun of him. They found the weapon of choice with blood and guts dripping from it. The stench sickened the orderly so bad they puked. He claimed he was protecting his mother, but the state made him leave and spend the rest of his life in the basement of a state asylum that could offer him more assistance. He had his room there, and he lived better. They took better care of his needs during his stay. As time went on, his mother passed away from an illness, and her soul stayed at the asylum. People had witnessed seeing her walk the hallways looking for her son. She was an angry spirit. Sean was the first to arrive, so he just sat in his car and listened to his favorite band on his stereo. He had it installed with some money he saved from his summer job. "I'm here. Where are you guys?" asked Sean in a text to his friends. He hoped they wouldn't show so he could go home and chill in his room and play some video games. He was getting bored with the dares and swore this one would be the last one. His friends were into going to the bars and girls. He was into books and video games. He wanted to ditch them, but didn't want to hear their lip about being scared. Sean had gone on ghost hunts before with his friends. He didn't believe the pictures and said, "There has to be a reason they walk the earth. I just don't see anything in your pictures." Sean was skeptical about what bumped in the night. Finally, after about 30 minutes, they showed up and were drinking whiskey. One of the boys said, "Are you ready to get your scare on, Sean?" His breath reeked of whiskey. He was slurring his words and acting like an idiot. He had the bottle in his hand and tilted it up to take another big swig. "No, I'm not sure this is a good idea," Sean replied. They all laughed. "You pansy, scared of a little ghost?"